23. Zeresh. The smugness of her people's oppressor was not lost on Esther. She was hoping that by raising him to the apex of his fortune, she would precipitate his crashing descent. Haman's joy was short-lived. When he reached the palace gates, he saw that his arch-enemy, Mordechai, persisted in completely ignoring him. Not only did he fail to rise in respect, but he betrayed not even the slightest sign of fear that he might pay with his life for this insubordination. It was no longer the religion or people of Mordechai which angered Haman, but the man himself. In his fury, he began to turn back to the palace to ask the king for Mordechai's head. But he restrained himself. He decided instead to confer with his family and friends before taking such a major step. Home at last in the company of his wife Zeresh and his trusted friends, Haman unfolded his problem. Here I am, a powerful and wealthy man, with many sons, being defied by a lowly Jew. Not only has the king elevated me above his servants and princes, but the queen too has shown how important I am by inviting me alone to join the king at her banquet. This is surely a sign that she considers me as important as all of the other ministers combined. She has invited me again tomorrow to join her and the king at the banquet, where she will make a major personal request. The queen undoubtedly feels that I have more influence with the king than even she, and wishes me to intercede with his majesty on her behalf. But all of this glory is meaningless in comparison to the shame I suffer from Mordechai's defiance. That stubborn Jew is deserving of the greatest penalty for shaming so mighty a prince as I. But how dare I admit to the world that the actions of such an insignificant person upset me enough to demand his death? Haman's frustration intensified his anger, but his wife and friends brought him relief with a plan for solving his dilemma. They proposed a way of executing Mordechai without harming Haman's reputation. Build a gallows 50 cubits high right here on your estate. Early in the morning, secure permission from the king to immediately hang the rebellious Mordechai upon these gallows. Everyone realized that when the king wishes to teach his subjects a lesson in discipline, he chooses a lowly rebel and hangs him in a highly visible place early in the morning, so that everyone will see him and take his example to heart. It will therefore be obvious to all that Mordechai has not been executed because of his crime towards you, since convicted criminals are hung later in the day, after the court adjourns, and on a lower gallows. You will thus be rid of your hated enemy at no cost to your prestige. Then you can join the king and queen at the banquet with a happy heart. Haman was so enthusiastic about this plan that he immediately had the gallows constructed and waited impatiently for the following morning, when he would at last gain his vengeance against Mordechai. Shalom.